Ashkenazim started reciting Slichos this past Motzei Shabbos, this past Saturday night. Sephardim have been reciting Slichos since Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. And one of the central parts of the Slichos is the Vidui, is the confession. And what's interesting is that the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, the 10 days of Tshuva, the official 10 days of repentance, begins on Rosh Hashanah. And yet, we begin reciting Vidui, we begin confessing actually before the time of Tshuva, before the fixed time, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So I'd like to try to explore what is the purpose of Vidui before Rosh Hashanah? What is the purpose of Vidui in general when it comes to Tshuva? And perhaps is there a heightened level of Vidui during this time period as well? So the normally speaking, in the Rambam sets out the steps of Tshuva in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Beis, that it involves leaving the sin, regretting having sinned in the past, and resolving not to sin in the future. Then the Rambam writes that once you have all these thoughts about present, past, and future regarding your sin and leaving the sin, then you need to confess with your lips and say these ideas that you concretize in your heart. So it seems that Vidui takes place after the thoughts. First are the thoughts, and once we have the thoughts, then we verbalize the thoughts. And yet, according to the Ramban, in Devarim Perek Lamed, who he interprets, Ki ha-mitzvah zos asher anochi mitzavcha ayom, that this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, referring to teshuva, and with respect to this mitzvah, which the Ramban calls teshuva, explains as teshuva, the Torah says, Ki karov elecha davar ma'od, this matter is close to your heart. Beficha vovavcha laso, so first with your mouth, and then with your heart to do. So first is with your mouth, first verbal, and then thoughts. So why is that? I thought first are thoughts, and then it's verbal. So Rav Yerucham Olshin provided two suggestions to explain what's the function of Vidui before Teshuvah. And he uses a Sforno to explain that before we begin with Tshuva, the first part of Tshuva is what the Sforno writes in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, and Sefer Devarim, is to be mavchin ha-emes min ha-sheker, to distinguish truth from falsehood. Uvazeh takir kama rachakta min ha-kel yis'ala, bedeos, uvmin hagmin shelo ketorato. And once we distinguish truth from falsehood, then we can recognize how far we have distanced ourselves from God in our thoughts and in our practices, which are against Torah and Torah values. In other words, even before tshuva, the first step of tshuva is to actually confront the fact that we're not where we should be. The function of Vidur before teshuva is to recognize that we sin and how far we've distanced ourselves from God. We need to realize that not everything is as it should be. Maybe we come to Rosh Hashanah and think that we haven't sinned. So therefore, before Rosh Hashanah, we recite Vidui at Slichos to help us verbalize the fact that, yes, we have sinned. And that will lead us to start thinking about our sins and begin the process of teshuva, begin the process of repentance. Sort of like when a teacher tells a student to start writing, and the student says, I don't know what to write. And the teacher said, just start writing. And when the student writes, then he gets his creative juices flowing, and then he starts getting ideas and perhaps can think about perhaps writing something in a more coherent fashion. But the first step is, even if you don't have any thoughts in your mind, just write. And things will come to you. So the same idea. Just say, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazanu. Just say, well, I've sinned. And then we start to realize, oh yeah, maybe I actually have sinned. Oh, maybe I committed this sin. I may have committed that sin. So this is pre-teshuva, verbalizing the fact that we may have sinned, leading us to realize that perhaps we actually have sinned. So this is the vidur before the teshuva process. This is the vidur of slichos. And then he suggests something else, basically Yad Ketana. He said there are some sins that we come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where we say to God, you know what, I've been failing in this aspect of my life, and I think I can overcome my desires. I think I can change my ways. And maybe we'll be successful, and maybe we won't. But there are certain sins that a person perhaps understands that he's committing, and he says to himself, there's no way I can overcome this sin. This is too much for me. This I can do, but this I can't do. I can't overcome this sin. This sin is too much for me. So what do? So at the very least, we say vidui. Even though we don't believe at this point that we can do tshuva for this sin because it's just so part of our personality, maybe the first step in perhaps trying to start to do tshuva, at least to admit that we've sinned. Even though we don't believe at this point that we can do anything to change our ways with this particular sin, sort of like the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, there were different Tanaim and Amoraim that when they would finish the Amidah, they would conclude the Amidah with a short prayer. One of those prayers is Elkayin Tzor. That's become our practice. We all conclude the Amidah with Elkayin Tzor, but there are a whole bunch of different suggestions, a whole bunch of different options, a different Tanaim and Amoraim ended their own personal Amidah with their own unique ending. And one of them was Rabbi Alexandri, and he said that he would finish his Amidah by saying, Ribon Holami, Master of the World, Goloi V'du L'fanecha Shirat Tzoneinu L'asot Tzoneinu. It's revealed and known before you that we want to fulfill your will. Umi ma'akev, what prevents us from fulfilling your will? Sor sheba isa v'shivud ma'achios, our yetzer hara, and the fact that we're enslaved by other nations. But according to the first reason, it's yetzer hara. I want to be good. I want to do better, but what can I do? My yetzer hara gets the best of me. The first step in tshuva for those sins that we don't think we can overcome is at least to admit that we've sinned. And at least it reflects our inner desire to do good. We believe, and it could be that this itself could be the first step of tshuva. So again, even before the actual tshuva, there is vidui. Either to awaken us to the fact that all is not as we think it is, that actually not everything is okay, and we have to realize that maybe we're falling down the wrong path with respect to certain behavior, certain ideas, certain beliefs. And number two, is it step one in a tshuva process for those sins that we don't believe that we can overcome at this moment, but at the very least admit that we've sinned. That itself is a level. And then, of course, we have the regular vidui, the classic vidui from the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, where if we have three steps of tshuva, the first three steps relate to thoughts of tshuva, separating from sin, regretting our past, resolving not to sin in the future. And then we concretize those thoughts through vidui. But Rav Roenzweig wants to suggest that there's another type of vidui. And he explained that This vidui that the Rabbah mentions in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, is to get you back to your baseline. That until you do tshuva from a particular sin, you're only bemirdo. You're still in a state of rebellion against God. Once you do tshuva, including all the steps of thought and confessing the sin, so then you're back at baseline. But he says the Rambam also speaks about a different type of vidui. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says, what's the vidui? Ketza misvadim. You say, Chatasi avisi pashati fanacha, I committed sins. Vasisi kak vakach, and I did this and that. Vareini chamti, and I regret. Uboshti b'masai, and I'm embarrassed with what I did. This is much more than what the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. What's this embarrassment, this shame? Ulolo meini chozil davrazer, I'm never going to return to this. This is the main aspect of vidui. And the more that you confess, the better. What does that mean, the more you confess, the better? The goal of vidui is simply that you have these thoughts, that you never want to commit this sin again, and you verbalize it, you're done. You've fulfilled that aspect of tshuva with respect to that sin. What's this called? Amar be'rezim shuach. The more that you do vidui, the better. So Rav Ronsek wanted to explain that there's tshuva. There's also vidui after you finish tshuva. There is an aspirational level of tshuva, not simply removing a person's status of being in a state of rebellion. There is another element, and we use this time period of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the time before Rosh Hashanah in general, even if we've done the vidui for the sins we committed, we still want to do vidui, because you know why? We want to connect to God. We want to be more spiritual. Vidui reflects a longing to just be Shivisi Hashem Lenagitami, or Shivti Bevesh Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. I want to feel the connection to Hashem always. I want to live in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. It's just this desire to return. Tshuva, not simply to return from sin, but to return to God, to feel that closeness, to feel that warmth. And therefore, it seems that there are at least three levels of vidui. There's the vidui pre-teshuva, to awaken us to the fact that we need to do tshuva, or the first step in a tshuva where we don't think we can overcome our desires. There's the classic vidui, after we have had the correct thoughts regarding repenting from sin, of charata, regret, resolving not to sin in the future and separating from sin. And then the highest level of vidui, which is that we simply want to come close to God. We yearn to have that relationship strengthened and strengthened and strengthened. And here's the time period where we're so focused on building and strengthening that wonderful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is, according to the Rambam, this is the ikar of vidui. This is the main part of vidui. Not about a specific sin, but about our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship with God.